Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you join us this evening. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show. It really says the on-demand section, so you will know it doesn't say archives. But if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. You do have to call in to be able to talk to our guest tonight. And we have a wonderful guest. He's been on many times. His name is Charles Rubin. He is a numerologist, dream interpreter. So if you know your numbers in numerology, be sure and have them ready for Charles when we get you online. We've got quite a few people that have called in, so we're excited about this evening. We're going to have a great time this evening, too. The RBR Network is made up of daily shows, and there's something for everyone on every day of the week from Monday through Sunday. So be sure and check in, call in, check out the www.blogtalkradio.com shows with Renford, and you will see all the great things that we offer, and you'll love what we do have. We have great people on the shows, and we interview everyone in all kinds of aspects. But I love to have readers on my show because I know that people are always wanting questions answered and needing help, and it's always great to talk to people who are in the know, who are very tuned in, very intuitive, and that's exactly what Charles is about. He's going to be offering channeled numerology readings and dream interpretation, not just a regular numerology. He channels what comes through, so pay attention when he's sharing something with you. And if you have recurring dreams, maybe your subconscious mind is wanting to get a message to you, call in and see what Charles has to share. He is excellent with dreams. I want to call him every time I have a dream. Say, what's that mean? But his readings, his numerology readings are powerful, positive, accurate, a blueprint for life. Charles is also a published writer who likes to see the humor in life, and he knows that laughter can help heal you and raise your vibration. Check out his website to see all of his publications. You can do that by going to, let me make sure, where is his website? Just a moment. Is www.innerlight.org. And he has several books on there. My favorite, all-time favorite book is The Dream Book. And I do highly recommend checking this out. If you don't have a great dream book, be sure and order this one from Charles. Okay, let me bring Charles in here.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Hey, we're glad to have you this evening.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yes. Well, you want to share some words of wisdom with us this evening?
Sure. I mean, this is a very, very good time to be dreaming. Dreams should be coming through faster. If you go to sleep, not so tired, the dreams will come through better. So don't wait up until 3 in the morning, because the more fatigued you are, it's hard for you to access the dreams. I mean, everybody dreams every night. There's never a night that you won't dream, and it's a shame to miss out on what the dreams are telling you. So, sometimes going to sleep in the afternoon for a nap, you'll find that you'll remember a dream. In order to remember a dream, say to yourself before going to sleep, I will have a dream, I will write the dream down, and I'll remember what it says, and then use Betty's The Dream Book. This is the most used book for dream interpretation in the world, and people love it because it's not scary. A lot of dream books, not that I want to put them down, but I will. They scare people. They scare people. You'll look up a symbol and it'll tell you something horrible, and who wants that? This is all very positive and very practical. Betty was a down-to-earth guru. That was what she was known as. And it shows up in her The Dream Book, which has been out for a number of years. It's helped lots of people. It has a glossary. So when you write down what your dream was, you can look up what the particular meanings are. I also want to mention another book that is one that I wrote, if you don't mind my mentioning it. It's called Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, which is a guide for parents of drug and alcohol addicted children. It's the only book on the market that helps parents with their own recoveries. There are lots of books out there that help children with theirs, or addicted, you know, addicted other members of the family. There's plenty of books out there that and treatment centers, all sorts of stuff for them. But there's only this one for parents. So it also doubles and triples for anybody else in your family who might be on drugs or alcoholic, who's given you a very bad time. You have to consider yourself. That's the first thing you have to do in any of these cases. Even with a beloved child, you can't go down the drain with that person, because what good are you then? Joining that person in a terrible place. You have to be very practical. And the thing is, you have to take care of yourself, have a wonderful time, have a wonderful life. And this is, I think, one of the great remedies to the drug problem out there today, because people on drugs don't want you to have a good time. They don't want you to have a good time, especially your parent. And if they see that you are having one, then somehow or other, the message gets to them, and they think, "Oh, I can't manipulate this person anymore," and they start to act accordingly. In many cases, I have found many cases. Of course, there are some that where the person falls between the cracks, and you know, you never hear much about them being recovered or anything. But for the most part, this is a very good method of dealing with people on drugs: is to have a wonderful life yourself, no matter if you have to mock it up. Fake it at first, just do it. You will find great rewards, and it will help your family and the community. So those are the things I wanted to mention. If you have dreams, if the listeners have dreams, we can go over those, or any questions that you might have that pertain to anything at all in the entire universe. Well, I take that back, because maybe some of you want to know about, you know, physics or something like that,
right?
Which is not
okay,
my forte.
We won't go that far. Okay. Well, we're going to stick to your forte. Well, I really love you sharing that about that book, and I know it's really greatly needed, and I'm excited you've written that. And you know, it's so funny that you said that about how the children that are on drugs, they do not want their parents to be happy and to thrive. It seems like, you know, they'll always be kind of doing something to upset the family or the parents, you know. I guess it's to keep the attention on them. But anyway, be sure and everybody...
Misery loves company.
There you go. Well, anyway, not my company. Well, Charles, now tonight I wanted to ask you, because I'm about a dream that I had, because I'm going to start out with a dream. And remember, if people want their numbers to look at, you can do that for them too. No, I had a dream the other morning, and it was about an animal, and I'm out in a field, walking like across a field, and a green grassy, and I walk up on a big cow, just walked right down there, and I'm looking around, there's no one there but me and this cow that's sitting on the, laying on the ground, and I reached down and, you know, gently touched it, and it didn't seem to pull back or anything, so... But anyway, I I walked on past and went on past this cow. But then, in a little bit later, I'm right back again looking at this cow, and I thought, okay, I've come a full circle around here, so there is something that the dream wanted to tell me. So when we dream of animals, like a cow, what do you think that means?
Well, you know, animals are the sixth sense. They're much wiser than we are. They're out there looking for food, looking for, you know, shelter. You know, they want to be comfortable too. And so, if you have do you know what kind of animal it was in your dream?
It was a cow. It was a big, like a
It was
bovine.
A cow.
Uh-huh,
oh, okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, they give us great nurturing. They're very, you know, they give us milk and, you know, so on and so forth. And they're but at the same time they're docile. You know, you don't see cows having a revolution or,
right.
You know, uprising.
Right.
And so this would relate to you in terms of your own ability to be nurturing to you.
Okay.
It's a cow is just reminding you that Pam deserves great nurturing. And the only person who can give you that kind of nurturing is yourself. I mean, it's wonderful if somebody comes along, they want to massage your feet, you want to give you big hugs and cuddles and all the rest of it. But they can't be there 24 hours a day doing that, and you wouldn't want them doing that for 24 hours. So you have to be there for 24 hours. And so a cow in your dream would suggest that you are in need of some real nurturing, some good nurturing.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
So
well,
it's the cow within. The cow within.
The cow within. Well, all right. Well, I'm glad you shared that because I'm going to make sure that my little inner child gets nurtured more, and I know that's what that's about. Cause that's
yeah. So you know, I mean, you know that you need this. You know that
yes.
You need this because you work hard to bring joy to everyone else. And who's bringing joy to you? I mean, who brings joy to anyone who is bringing joy to others, you know? That you that they consider that's your job, and, you know, and they're not going to, you know, be, you know, returning the favor anytime soon. They just want it from you, right? So, you know, so nurturers have to, well, first of all, giving can be a very dangerous thing because, and you're a giver. But you have to also, and I'm not saying this in general, people have also to learn how to receive. Because if you don't learn how to receive, it's not balanced. You know, a lot of people will never receive anything. They, you know, you try to give them something, they can give and give and give. You try to give them something, forget it. They won't receive it, and if you try to compliment them or bolster their egos or give them some sort of support, they think that's not for them. They're there to give, not to receive, and it makes them uncomfortable. Makes them very uncomfortable. So you're a giver, and you need to, if you don't mind my saying so, you need to balance the giving by receiving and expecting to receive. Well, not when I say expecting, expectations can be dangerous, but don't turn away things, you know. Well, just say, you know, I deserve it too, you know. That's sort of expecting it. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of receiving. That's what that's why people who give can't receive terribly well because they're scared. They're scared. Well, they're thinking, what will this person want in return? You know, I mean, they're giving anyway, but they still think that. They think, oh, this is, you know, I have to do something in return. You don't have to do a thing. Somebody says you have a nice dress or hat or whatever, just say thank you, you know. You don't have to say, oh, and you're looking great too, and you know, blah, 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 going on.
Okay, I got it. I'm to be open to be received.
Yeah. So that's what the dream is saying, is nurture,
right.
Nurture.
Nurture me. Okay, I'm on it. I am. Well, all right. Well, Charles, let's bring somebody in that's been waiting on ever since before we got on. Her name is Rose, and she's from New Jersey. Bring her in.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Rose.
Hello.
From New Jersey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, how could we not? We could have refused it. No, we're not talking. Block your call. No.
I just wanted to get a numerology reading.
Okay, sure. Well, I can do, if you want to get a full one, I mean, I have to do that. That takes like a half hour to an hour, you know. And we can set that up. But right now I can tell you what you're doing this year, if that helps.
Wonderful.
Okay. So what I need is a little information. Let's see. I'm just going to write this down. Find some paper here to write down the day, the month, and the day of your birth.
The month and the day is 12/10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So and 7. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what this is. This is comes to 1929/2. Okay. So you're in a 2 year. A 2 year is a balance year. Balance year of left brain, right brain. You've been working pretty hard, but did you just recently have a vacation?
No.
Or some sort of breakaway, some sort of getaway, or?
Graduated from school, that was it.
No, that's good. Okay, that was getting away from something.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate?
Not too much.
Why not?
Because I have to get a job now.
I know, but you know, you have to take those moments. When you're in a 2 year, you have to take those moments to celebrate the great achievement. It's a great achievement graduating. Do you know how
yeah,
many people never get to do that? You know, what did you take? What was your course?
I went to a 2 year college and I graduated with an associate in psychology.
Good for you.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm going to celebrate since you're not celebrating. I'm celebrating.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an example of what you're supposed to be doing this year is you know, taking those moments, those wonderful moments, and loving them and loving yourself. Okay. So that's a form of play. You tend to work far too long, too much. You don't take breaks. You don't take. You know, everything is work, work, work. Even though just now you said, oh, I have to get a job. Well, you will get a job, but life is also play and wonderful adventures and fun and stuff. And so you this is very important for you for this year. Well, it's important for all time, but especially this year because you're in a 2 year until November. A month before your birthday, November 10th. And then you're going to go into 3 year, which is also a balance year, as a balance of the body, mind, and spirit. But let's talk about this year again. Go back to that. Two is left brain, right brain. It's also the masculine assertive and the feminine creative. It's a combination of, you know, it's 50-50. Creativity is something that you can enjoy, you know, your innate talents. You're getting into a field that's going to have to do with everybody else and their problems and their, you know, and you don't want to get burnt out. That's another thing, is you don't want to get burnt out with all that. So play will help you. Play, relaxation. I'm not sure, you know, how soon you'll be starting to treat patients, you know, but people in your field get burnt out rather quickly. So it's the masculine, assertive, feminine, creative, work, play, left brain, right brain should all be in balance, and that's what's happening this year. If you'd like to set up a numerology session with me, we're going to give my telephone number out. I can give it now just in case you're not listening later. It's 707-769-9808, and we can discuss all your numbers.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and good luck in everything.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Now, remember, everyone, if you do want to talk to Charles and get a reading, numbers or whatever, it's 707-769-9808. Okay, Charles, let's bring Lori in. She's from Washington. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I thought I'd ask you about a dream I had.
Okay.
I was in this big house that was a lot, I don't know, like maybe three or four stories. It was kind of Victorian and tall, and there was lots of people there. And then there was this big flood, and then all these zombies and
zombies
invaded. Yeah, and then one of them kind of bit me a little bit, and I'm thinking, oh, God, you know. And then I kind of escaped out of there, and I was riding my, and then I was riding my bike, a bike down this dirt road, a lonely, dark dirt road, and I could hear, like, all this chaos beyond the woods, and it was kind of frightening, and then I woke up.
I'm glad you woke up after all that. Well, of course, the you mentioned flood, so that's being in the emotions, and the zombies are just, you know, they're really not, they're, you know, how do you put it? Those are just parts of. Sorry to say, the parts of you. it's a sort of the deadened part. When you first came on the phone, I thought, well, maybe your energy's a bit down, and I think that's where, you know, zombies don't have much energy. They, the way they walk and everything, and you got bitten a little bit. So it means that you, but the house, but the good news is you are the house, and the house is big. It's un, so you have lots of potential, lots of power, and I don't think you're using it now. There's something standing in your way of using your power. I think it's a relationship, is it?
Well, my son's not speaking to me, which really hurts.
Yeah, yeah, that's a relationship. I mean, that, so it takes your energy down, you know. He's not talking to you. It has nothing to do with you. You're his mom, and you will always be there. So that's what kids do. They take it out. They can't take it out on other people, but they can take it out on the people that they know will always love them. And so, you know, you have to say, you know, gee, don't love me so much. I don't deserve to be, you know, treated this way. But try not to even dwell on it. He'll come around. He loves you very much. I'm not sure. Was it something you didn't lend him money or something?
No, his father does everything to turn him against me. His father.
Oh, the father thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he, you know. How old is your son? 16?
No, he's like 28.
Oh, 28. Okay. I knew he was older than just a little small child. So it's about time he grew up, you know. He knows that you're great. But he listens to the dad, and I think he'll listen to the dad a little bit more. And the best thing you can do is have a great life. Don't fall for this. It's just manipulation. Don't fall for it, and don't be miserable, and don't let your energy get swamped. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're a big house. You know, if you were like a little tiny tent, you know, that would be sort of, you know, not so great. But you have the power within. And don't fall for other people's manipulations. Your sons, it doesn't matter who it is. Don't fall for it. This stuff has nothing to do with you. Okay?
What about that bite, though?
Oh, that's balance. Stay balanced. Stay balanced. That's what it's telling you.
Okay.
Don't fall off. Don't fall off the bike. Don't fall off balance.
I mean the bite where I got bit by the zombie.
Oh, the bite. I thought you said the bike, because you were also on a bike, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, you know, a manifestation of you your tendency to punish yourself.
Okay.
To bite yourself. Don't bite yourself.
Okay. Do you have time for one more dream, or?
It's up to.
Let me see how many people are online right now.
But if you want to call me, there's a number that you can call me, and we can go over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The number 707-769-9808.
Okay. All right. I got.
Okay. Bye, Lori.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was interesting. You know, the thing about dreams and, you know, when you read the book, you go, oh, my God, everything I'm dreaming is me. You know. You can't
yes. It's all you. Everything is always us.
It's never anybody else. Wonder why that it has to be set up with symbols, though. Why do we, can't we just get the clear message right away and
it'd be too simple. You probably wouldn't even hear it.
Probably wouldn't. And something that's wild and crazy like that dream, you go, what in the world does that mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're right.
I always wondered about that. I always thought, why don't they just say it? You know, stop all this nonsense. But if they did, we probably wouldn't listen.
Right. But then also we get to have you to share it and tell us what's really...
And I would be unnecessary. I would be unnecessary.
Never, ever. Okay, we've got another caller online. It's Jackie Boyd, and she is from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Jackie. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a number 3, and I would like to know what's coming up for me this year. My birthday is 7/23.
Oh, okay. So, let's see. So, the month and the day is what?
7/23.
Okay. So, let me see. 15, 16. Wait, I have to figure this out. Okay, you haven't got to that yet. Okay, so, yeah. All right. 30, 37, 10. Oh, you're in a 10-year. That's new beginnings with experience. Have you noticed new beginnings and new things happening?
Yes, and I'm being called to step out on my own. I've always worked in groups, and I'm being asked to step out on my own, and I wondered what the significance of that is.
Well, because you need that experience. Being in a group is great because you have, you know, comrades and, you know, the people there and everything. But this is a good experience for you to do this and to prove to yourself and to others, people who may be hiring you, that you can do
it. No. I don't want anybody to hire me.
So don't be scared. There's so much fear in everything, and all new changes and new everything. We get really uptight about everything, and, you know. But this will be very, very good experience for you.
Okay. I know that that's true.
Yeah. So good luck in everything in that.
Yeah, I'm talking about on the spiritual side. I've always worked in groups, and I'm being called to come out on my own. And I feel real good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you're very capable, and you can do whatever you want. And especially this, because this is a 10-year when it's new beginnings. And you have the experience, too. It's like with experience.
Yes,
because you're an old soul. That's why.
Yes, I am. Takes one to know one, Charles. I can tell. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Bye, Jackie.
Bye. Have a great night. Bye, Pam.
Bye. Thank you for calling. We always like it when people call us and want to talk to us about their dreams and things. Okay, well, let's just keep moving right along. We have... got one more person, and I know that I'm thinking Annie wanted to ask you about a dream too. Well, let's bring Maddie in. She's from Georgia. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Is your name Maddie? What's your name again?
Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, I did. Yes. I heard right then. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I know what my year number is, personal year, and my character number is an 8. I was born 1/7, so that makes this personal year is a 7. But I wanted
to find
out about a dream. Yeah,
7. Okay, so yeah. I'll just tell you quickly, 15, 16. You're in a 7, 16. You're in a 7 year right now. 15.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's good?
It's good you know it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I dipped in that with a little numerology myself over the years, but nothing intense, you know.
Right, uh-huh.
And I was born on the 7th, so is that considered as a lucky day, a lucky year for me?
Well, 7 is a lucky number. It's also a mystical number. It's also a balanced number of the 7 chakras, and it's the number of going within.
Yeah.
You know, so, yes, but to ascertain your birth number, because this is only what's happening this year, is this you're in a 7 year.
Yes.
I would have to know your birth year. And I know that you don't want to tell anybody because I know you're 97 years old, but if you want to, I can figure it out.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or you can do it privately. You can do it privately because I do readings privately, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to tell the whole audience.
No, I do know my past life number. It's a 9.
Uh-huh.
It's a 27/9.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure that's your birth number this time round. But if you know it, if you say it is, then that's what it is. 9.
I'm going to go by the date, the month, and the year, and it comes out to 27/9.
Oh, okay, fine. Then in that case, yes. So that would mean that you are in a completion year.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stuff done. Get it out of off your shoulders and just get it done and stuff that's been hanging around and loose ends and relationships and job stuff and whatever, you know? That's what that means.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting stuff done.
Yeah. But that's your general thing in life. This year, you're in a 7 year, which is, you know, as we mentioned before, it's lucky, it's mystical, it's balance, you know, it's going within. This is a year where you can just sit around and just think about what's going on and how you want to, if you want to change stuff and you want to, do you want, if you want to, you know, if you want, whatever you want to do, you know, this is a good time to plan.
Okay. All right. Okay, and I dreamed about a word sincerely. I was writing and sincerely stood out, and I woke up and I said, why did I write sincerely?
Because you're sincere, that's why. Duh.
Okay.
You're a very sincere person. You're a very loyal, loving person, and it takes a lot for you to like say to somebody, you know, get a life, because one of the dangers is that you think you can change people, right?
No.
You don't think so?
I like to help people if I can, but not change them.
Well, I'm sorry, but helping them sometimes is like, you know, help you to change. Yeah. I don't mean you go around being a control freak or anything.
Oh,
but,
no.
Yeah.
No.
But you do like to see good progress. You're a very kind person. And you want your friends and family to be happy.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and I also had a dream, I guess some months ago, that I did my first reading.
Your first what?
My first reading, psychic reading.
Oh, uh-huh.
I had a dream. I had that sex, and I asked this guy. I say, "What's wrong? What's going on with your girlfriend?" And I say, "She's sorrow. Has a lot of sorrow, or what have you." And I drew a picture of her.
In the dream.
I drew a sad face of her. And,
in the dream. This is all in the dream.
This is all in the dream. Yes.
Wow. Good for you. Well, you're talking about yourself, of course. You know, the girlfriend.
Okay.
And so is he. He's you. So what is the sadness about, you know? Well, we all have, you know, residual sadness. I mean, just listening to the news, you can get sad. You know, you hear certain things and it can make you, you know. This is a high-frequency world. It's a very fast-moving and you know, and because you do tend to, and well, this is what your guidance is telling me, you do tend to be in other people's shoes.
Yeah. I'm very sensitive.
So that being the case, I mean, of course, you're going to pick up, you know, all sorts of sadness, and it's just the human condition these days is one of you know, unless you're just so callous and don't care and you couldn't care less about others. But that's
sometimes
not
I
you.
Wish I could be that way.
Well, you couldn't. You'd be a big act.
Yeah, I know.
You can't do it. But you might be interested in doing a numerology reading, full numerology reading, and then you can learn all your numbers and what, you know, and how you can get around, you know, a lot of things that might be time consuming for you, where you're not really concentrating on you so much, but others.
Yeah, I was told to hold a hematite in my hand, a hematite crystal. I was told to hold a hematite crystal in my palm. Hold it.
Uh-huh.
That would help, you know. That would help get rid of the energy because I just mess with my psychic when I don't basically I don't like to hear sad stuff and you know negative stuff. It's like oh
no,
don't tell me because it messes
exactly.
with my psychic. Yes.
Well, I don't know about holding the stone. I mean, it's okay if it makes you feel comfortable, but I know that you can, you know. I think one of the things I've been doing recently is I gave up thinking. I decided not to think ever again, you know. I'm not thinking anymore. The hell with that. I'm not thinking. I just don't want to do that anymore. Because it just comes to, you know, it just comes to pain and regret and all sorts of stuff. Who needs it? So it's been working out okay, you know. If I can just not think, this is excellent. And I think that might be applying to you, too.
Okay. Cut it off. Just block it out.
Whenever thoughts come up, say, get lost. I'm not thinking.
Get lost. Okay. Okay.
So we should go on to the next person if we have a next person.
What was the name of the book? The Green Book by Betty.
The Dream
somebody?
Book by Betty Bethards, and it'll serve you. People will never lend this book. It's the most stolen book in libraries. People keep it on their bedside tables. They will never go on a trip without it. It's a gem. And my book is done.
I'm sorry.
And my book is Don't
you
Let Your Kids
last
Kill
name?
You. Betty Bethards, Bethards.
Bethards.
Yes. We send them out, too. If you want us to send it, we can send it.
How do I get in touch with you?
Pardon?
706.
707.
707.
769-9808.
I'll probably order it. Okay.
Yeah. You will never regret it.
Thank you. I never heard of it. Never heard of her. Okay.
Now you have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No excuses now. Now you've heard.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Hello, are you there?
Well, she is there. I'm not sure where, but while we're waiting on Pam to come back, I also wanted to remind everyone, after the show, you can call back in and listen to the archives or go in on the internet or whatever. Or not call back in. You can go in on the internet and listen to the show again. So for those people you have spoken to that want always go, oh, what did he say? You can always go back into the show and hear it. They never go away. So
that's great.
Well, let's bring in Pam. Let me find Pam here. She is calling from Washington, and I'll go ahead and bring her in for you.
Okay.
Pam, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
hi, Pam.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I don't necessarily have a dream. I dream a lot and that, but if you could tell me a little bit about my birthday, my numerology.
Sure.
Please.
Yes. Let's see. What is the month and the day?
It was June 4th, 1952.
Okay. I don't need the 1952 unless you do a full reading, but the month and the day is good. And if you want to do, again, I keep repeating this, if you want to do a numerology and channeling reading, you could give me a call and we could do that. Okay, so 6-4 and 6-4. Oh, you just had a birthday.
I was born at 6 a.m. in the morning. I know that. I don't know if that makes any difference.
I don't usually use that those things like time of birth, the day.
Uh-huh.
So you're in the, right now. You're in a 9 year.
Yes.
A 9 year, and that's again completion, and you just went into it in May, a month before your birthday. So, did you complete about 4 things in that time?
Yeah.
A lot of completion so already?
Yeah, I guess
good,
so.
Good.
Yeah, I made some decisions about what I was going to do, and got, I guess you're right.
So you're cooking. You're doing, you know, you're right in time with the all this, is one of the completions having to do with a job?
No, necessarily, just applying for a Social Security and that.
Okay.
The job
I
have.
Well, that's kind of like a job in a way.
Right.
I mean, income is what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about.
So you got around to doing that?
Yes.
Good for you.
And it came in May. So I started the procedure, and it started in May, so.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's one. I'm thinking about moving. So, and a lifelong friend, reconnecting with and maybe moving there and that. So, making that decision.
Yeah. Well, this is the year. This is the year to do all the things you want to do, because, just, you know, because they've been waiting. You've been, you know, waiting to do a lot of them, and now it's okay to just do them. You know.
I have this stuck though feeling. Is that just because?
What kind of feeling?
I'm kind of stuck. I'm kind of in limbo. Yeah, I'm not ready to move.
When you make the decision, the limbo will go away.
Okay. All right.
And I think a lot of people are in limbo. You know, people are in limbo because it's a little bit, you know, making a decision is scary. What if it doesn't work out? What if it isn't da 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 da? You know, the brain goes. I told Maddie, who we just spoke to, I said, I'm giving up thinking. I'm not thinking anymore. Because,
I love that.
Yeah, it's you know. There are people who are considered to be great thinkers. I want to be a great non-thinker.
Right. It sure makes you depressed.
Too much.
About all that.
Yeah. But you know what? Take look at it as an adventure.
I mean,
100 years from now, who's going to know if you moved or not, you were happy or not, or if you were confused or not, you know? Just take the bull by the horns and swing it around. Just do what you want.
Right, yeah.
You always have anyway. You always have anyway. That's what your parents have told you. You always do what you want.
I kind of have to. I raised my brothers and sisters and took care of my mom. So.
So go ahead and enjoy life. Enjoy. If it's a good move, then if you're not certain about the move, the only way you can find out is by doing it.
Right. Absolutely. Stepping out and doing it.
It's not going to be a mistake, by the way.
Okay, great.
It's going to be excellent for you.
Thank you. That means
a lot. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And
it's nice to hear
somebody else tell me.
I've been telling myself that.
It's not me thinking that. It's me feeling that.
Okay, all right.
My new thing since you said don't think, I think so too. It's me feeling it, not thinking it anymore.
Okay, that's great.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Charles. That was great, and I know that will make Pam feel a lot better because that's where online and talk to people like you for, insight and help and what everything we need. When you were talking about you've given up thinking, I remember years ago my sister, Capricorn, big time, Capricorns they start becoming childlike as they get older. They're really kind of serious people. And one day she and I were playing in her swimming pool and she said, sis, I've decided that I'm not going to be serious ever again. And I'm going, okay. And she said, you know what? I said, what? She said, I'm serious about that.
That's great. Well, as I said before, there are great thinkers, Descartes and, Hegel and all these, Voltaire and all these people. They were thinking all the time. But you never hear about great non-thinkers. So
that's right.
Great non-thinkers and taking things seriously is one of the biggest mistakes we can make. I mean, why do we take all this so seriously? We're not going to be here forever. We're going to be here for a certain amount of time, and then we can get the heck out of here and have fun. Real fun. When we get on the other side, we're not going to be thinking, oh, should I do this or should I do that, It's like everything is so much freer. But here on Earth, in the Earth plane, we tend to magnify everything. Everything is going to be a problem. Everything's going to be, if I do this, then that's going to happen. If I do that, this is going to happen. And so we don't do anything.
That's right.
We wind up doing nothing. And, there's the whole world to explore. There's everything to. Fear is the great detractor. It takes tolls on people. I know somebody who recently passed who said, I wish I had done blah, 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 all this stuff, Well, I think a lot of people feel that way when their lives are coming to an end. And they think, oh, I meant to do that. And so let's do it. Let's just do it all.
Right, because it's living in regret. If we start regretting that we didn't do all the things we wanted to, that's exactly how we're going to feel. I can remember that was one of the things
On the other hand, when we get over to the other side, you can do everything you want anyway. But we want to do it in the Earth suit when we have our bodies and these bodies and everything. Just get out there and stop all this nonsense of should I do it, should I not do it. I just recently went to Scotland, and really, I had to make up my mind in a half, in an hour, 1 hour, if I was going to go or not. And I thought, I'm not going. Yes, then 2 minutes later, yes, I'm going. I'm not going. No, I knew I was going. I mean, I did know that with all, even all this back and forth stuff, I was going, definitely going. And it didn't, you know, a lot of it didn't work out really well. I got really sick, you know. But I'm glad I went. I'm glad I did it. It could have been a worse disaster. It could have been a real disaster. Could have been, but I was protected. I was at the airport, and I was going to stay to a certain date. But at the airport, I said to the ticket agent, actually, I've decided to come back 4 days earlier, and I had to pay $300 to change the ticket. You know. But if I hadn't done that, and if I was ill in, you know, the UK, where I lived for a long time, I can tell you I would have been in a lot of trouble, getting doctors, you know, this national health, and so I made up my mind to do it, and I'm glad I did it, and we're protected. We're protected. So if you want to do something, do it. You'll be protected. You'll get a message, as I did at that airport, and I said, you know, and it was really a sudden decision. You know, I'm not going to stay that long. I'm only staying to a certain time, and it's, as I say, it was really a lifesaver. I mean, I know now, having thought about it, what I would have done. I have maybe three or four families there that are my close friends, and I know I would have gone to Salisbury near Stonehenge to those friends, because they're fearless. They wouldn't care if I had the worst whatever, and in fact I've been with them when I've had the worst forever whatever, and they're fearless, and they don't get scared, and they don't make a big production. I mean, I would have been totally nurtured and taken care of. But I didn't, I didn't realize that until I was thinking about it the other day, what would have happened. So what I'm saying is, you have something to do, you're going to do it. Just do it. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Maybe uncomfortable, whatever, you know, but it's going to be fine, and you'll feel better after because you did it. Whatever it
well,
is.
Well, that's true, whatever it is. And, you know, I think making a move, that's never fun, number one, because you have to do so much preparation to get there. But still, the joy and excitement of a new adventure, you know, and something wonderful to look forward to. I just, you know, we have to move on. That's what we're here to do, is experience life, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, I mean, people can be very cautious. People can be very, you know, very safe in their own homes and never venture out. And if they want to do that, that's fine, too. You know, it's fine. But they're going to miss a few things. That's all.
That's all. You're right.
Well, you know, travel is fairly new. I mean, you know, even 50 years ago, people didn't travel much because airline tickets cost so much then. Now, people can travel with cheaper tickets and da-da-da. But that's all new. It's all new. And in years past, people didn't even leave the state they were born in. And they still got on. They were fine. They were fine.
I
remember taking
hometown.
She was like my grandmother, my mother-in-law, to France, and she was so suspicious. She had never been out of the country, out of Scotland, and she was so suspicious. She said, "The cows here are different." That was her one comment. You know, it was so funny, but. Yeah, you know, again, the message is live and be happy. Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
And you don't have to have other people. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You can just do it on your own. You can be happy as anything on your own. Loneliness is a fear of dying on nobody around. You know, we should be so lucky. You know, who needs people around when in that position of, you know, leaving the planet? I think there's a lot of fear associated with all that stuff. So that's my own thought of that. The word thought is not in keeping with what I said just before about not thinking. So I'll borrow, I think it was Maddie who said she felt it. That's what I feel. I'm not thinking anymore.
That's right.
And we have any more callers, or are we out of time?
No, that's it, honey. We are just ready to end our talk. I wanted to see if Annie had anything that... Annie, did you want to say something this evening?
Well, it was a great show, as always, Charles. And,
well, thank you.
I had a dream, and I did not write it down, so I have forgotten. So I'll have to get you when it comes around. I hardly ever feel like I dream. I tell Pam, I just feel like I'm...
You do, but you work so hard. You're a hard worker.
I know.
When you go home, you're going to work. You're going to work. You can't sit still. You're always doing something.
Right. I'm trying to change it, though. As a matter of fact, let me give you, what do you need, my birthday? And tell me
if
I'm going to rest.
Just give me the day and the month of your birth. Day and the month. Month. Day.
Okay. 7/7.
7/7?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Coming up.
You're coming up for your birthday. So 7/7 and another 7 is 21. You're in a 3-year. That's a balance year of the body, mind, and spirit. But you see body, mind, and spirit, but you're neglecting yourself in two areas. Body, first of all.
Yeah.
And spiritually.
Right.
Spiritually.
Oh.
You are spiritual, I'm not right. saying you're not.
Yes, I know what you mean. I need to get...
But you're not sort of like... Because you're just doing too much with your mind. Your mind is like going bananas.
Yeah. You aren't kidding, honey.
Do I see what?
I said, you are not kidding. I'm all over the map.
Yeah. So your guidance is saying, would you please sit down? I'll tell you, they want you to rest, okay? They want you to sit down and rest. And they're serious about it, okay? They really want you to just do that. When you go home, I don't know if you're going to make dinner for everybody again for the 90th time this week. Are you?
No, actually, my husband's been doing that because I've been working.
Good,
so
trained
much.
Him right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go home and you do, you know, and like just be a queen.
Okay, and I'm going to tell him you said so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
he wants you to dig up the backyard or plant a new elm tree or just say, no, I'm the queen and I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got the
message. And try to do some relaxing every day, okay?
Okay. I will. I'm working
All
on
right.
it.
All right.
I'm going to have a little couple days off this week from work.
Good news.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, don't spend the time being so active. Try to not be so active.
Okay.
Your guidance. This is coming from your guidance. Is they want this. They want you to know this.
Okay. I got it. So much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Charles. Well, I will
You're
be
absolutely
sure
welcome.
Behind her too. And what a great show, as always. We're thrilled that you are on with us again and hope to have you back again really soon. And
Whenever you want.
Okay. All right.
And, let me just say to people, get my book, Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, and get the Dream Book by Betty Beth Ards.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And there's more, too. There's other books, too. So be sure to check out the website. That's www.innerlight.org.
Right.
All
thank
right.
You, Pam.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening, everyone. Talk to you next time.
You also. You deserve it.
I will.
It.
Okay. I know. I am. I'm going to nurture me.
Good.
Good. Do it. Yes.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye for now.